95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog, Riggs, Steve, Morning Hog Happy Hour. Josh Besser Perron is right there. Oh, my God. Woo! And Josh brought a special friend.
He did.
I don't know why I'm yelling at you.
Sorry. That's really aggressive.
Good morning, buddy. How are you?
What's up?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Who did you bring to enjoy some beers with us?
I have Wes from Motorworks Brewing Company.
Wes from Motorworks!
Yeah!
Guys.
I could have read your shirt.
Wes, doing better now. Good. Thanks.
Welcome, Wes. Thank you for bringing some of your Motorworks beers. I've had one of these beers, but not all of them. So I feel like it's going to be a new beginning for all of us.
Perfect. Do you know which one you had previously?
I believe I had Pulp.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you want to start off with?
Do you want to start with Pulp Friction since we've already mentioned it?
Okay. Let's do it.
Pulp Friction.
This is a grapefruit IPA.
Okay.
It's one best fruit beer, best Florida beer.
Really?
Got a lot of gold and silver medals. You'll notice that how fruit forwarded it is for an IPA. Kind of got a specialty grapefruit extract that is only made for us.
Did this can change, by the way?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Look at you.
We put the logo and the name on the same side.
I haven't even tried it yet, and it's already delicious.
I bought this beer on site one time at, I guess, Total Wine, and I loved it.
Ooh, it smells so good.
I saw that can. I was like, it's something different, I guess, but I'm just going to enjoy it like it's my first time.
Like that. The grapefruit gives it a much more of a IPA sting.
There you go.
I love that.
I was going to say sass. Gives it sass.
Mm. Right.
Yeah, you can get it. Yeah. You're like, I got this. You got it.
But it's definitely the hot bitterness, but not too much.
Very balanced.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm digging that.
And it's 6.8%.
So really?
Get the job done.
Oh, hey.
Okay. It'll knock your D in the dirt.
Yeah.
And they can't say 85 IBUs if you're into that craft beer nerdiness, but it's really probably closer to 60.
I'm into the
nerdiness. It's not a palate record by any means.
Just haven't changed.
I like this. I'm into the flavor of that nerdiness for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's but I like the science too.
That's really good, dude.
Yeah.
So you want to give us some specifics on Motorworks themselves, where they're from, where they're at?
Yeah.
You know,
the brewery is an old Hudson car dealership in the downtown Bradenton area.
I think it's the largest one in Florida.
Yeah,
beer garden?
Or at least it was for a long time. Yeah. I'm not sure if it still is. They've been building some.
We'll say it is.
But we'll say it. And then I work out of Orlando, so we actually have a smaller tap room.
Nice.
This is the hot spot for.
I like this.
Come see us.
I love the beer.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know that was down there, man.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Oh, just in the area.
St. Luke's is right next door. You can walk into our bar and actually see a priest.
Nice.
No, if you saw Steve walk in there, don't say what you would think. Yeah. Don't say what you would think. Yeah, you're just, we've just all met, so.
Want to make there's it too. A lot scarier things in downtown Orlando.
I can imagine.
I've heard. Yeah. I've seen the news sometimes. I know what's up. We've had grapefruit beers before.
Yes.
We've had ones that were just acidic and this is smooth, man.
Super, like I said, super balanced in my opinion. You know, you're getting all the flavor of your IPA, but you're also getting that grapefruit on top of it. So it's really nice, easy drinking, great pool beer.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
And anything beer.
Yeah. Grapefruit. Anytime beer.
Woo! You're really, I don't care where you put me. I'll enjoy that.
All I can think about with this heat is pools right now. So I'll stick around for the last two and I'm going to get jump in a pool.
Sure. Wes, if you'd like a photo of like us by a pool drinking the beer, maybe that could be on the next can.
Well, hold on. Hold on.
We have a new brochure we're working on that might.
Brochure would be good for us.
Now, I skinny dip, so I don't know if that picture is going to be appropriate. Might have to reconsider.
It's not much to blur anyway.
Maybe some special edition.
Wait on it. Someone give that man the rim shot.
There we go.
Okay. Singer.
Nice job. Wow. Unbelievable, Josh. All right. Do we want to have another flavor or do you want to take a break? What do you want to do, Josh? You're driving the bus.
Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back for those last two.
Let's be back with more Morning Hog Brew Review with Wes and Josh. 95.7 The Hog and The Morning Hog.